In 2016, a woman who we're calling Linda Johnson was raped by somebody she knew. The man did not deny being there or that they had sex, and instead he claimed the sex was consensual. She said it was not. Ultimately, he pleaded guilty, but it took almost 3 years for Johnson to get justice. And most of that time was spent waiting on DNA evidence to be tested, even though that evidence was not even necessary for her case. WBEZ's Patrick Smith takes the story from here.
Linda Johnson did not want to talk about her experience, but she agreed to let the court advocate who helped her through the legal process share the rough outline of her case, provided her identity was not revealed. Johnson's advocate, Mallory Littlejohn, says the DNA evidence was collected almost immediately after the assault, but it sat untested in state police custody for more than 2 years.
Nobody is going to do anything if DNA is pending, and so there aren't going to be any trials, there aren't going to be any plea deals, the case is just going to sit stagnant.
And so they waited. The hardest part of that long wait, Littlejohn says, was that the DNA wasn't even relevant to the case.
It almost defies logic because everybody in the room, the perpetrator, the cops, the state's attorneys, my clients, myself, we all know who the sex occurred with, and so the DNA is not going to help us.
Littlejohn is the managing attorney at the Chicago Alliance Against Sexual Exploitation. She says Johnson's case is typical of the cases she sees. Most sexual assaults are committed by someone known to the victim. Usually, their defense is consent.
DNA is never going to show whether or not the sex was consensual.
And yet, the cases drag on for years, with prosecutors waiting for irrelevant test results. And it has a big impact beyond individual survivors of sexual assault. There are more than 6,000 cases with untested DNA evidence in state police custody. Nearly 1,000 cases have been sitting untested for more than a year. Every time a case like Johnson's gets added, the backlog grows. The turnaround time gets longer. Brendan Kelly is the acting head of the Illinois State Police. It's his job to try and fix the DNA backlog.
Certainly there are issues within the laboratory system, and we're getting at that. But outside the lab, in the investigative process, in the court process, there are delays, but frankly are artificial.
Kelly says police and prosecutors need to be more selective with what they're submitting for testing in the first place. Before he took over the state police, Kelly was the top prosecutor in East St. Louis.
And I will tell you, from my time as a prosecutor, sometimes we are guilty of just saying, test everything, and then we'll see what happens.
Kelly says that approach might make sense when you're looking at an individual case, but it doesn't work with the realities of the justice system in Illinois.
Everybody wants to jump to the front of the line and have their case tested first, but we're going to have to develop a better management and a better way of triaging what those important things are.
The most recent report from the State Police Crime Lab shows almost 3,000 sexual assault and abuse cases awaiting DNA testing. Based on national statistics, in the vast majority of those cases, the question would not be whether sex happened or who was involved. The issue would be consent. Littlejohn says that means a lot of those cases are overburdening the crime lab for no good reason.
And it is not only the victim client that suffers, it's also the defendant that suffers. And other non-sex cases suffer when our criminal justice system is clogged up.
The Cook County State's attorney declined to be interviewed for this story. But in a statement, a spokeswoman says they cannot make decisions on whether to work up DNA evidence based on what they believe a potential defense might be. I've heard from defense attorneys who say they understand prosecutors' position, but Littlejohn says it doesn't make sense.
From my point of view, I don't see the logic.
Littlejohn says in many cases she's handled, police have videotaped statements with defendants admitting they had sex and claiming it was consensual, or text messages, or other evidence. And they have the testimony from the victim.
The law in Illinois is pretty clear that credible victim testimony is enough to secure a conviction.
In lots of other types of cases, prosecutors go to trial without DNA evidence. But with sexual assault, Littlejohn says, it's seen as an essential part of every case.
It's society. Society is the one who kind of buys into this monster myth that it's a stranger that jumps out. And that's when you need the DNA test to link the stranger to the sexual assault.
That means juries expect it, which means prosecutors don't feel comfortable going forward without it. It's a problem rooted in biases and unreasonable expectations. But Littlejohn says considering the long delays and the impact it has on survivors, defendants, and the entire court system, police and prosecutors need to come up with solutions. They can't keep waiting for the state police to just test more and more DNA. Instead, they need to start making tough choices and go forward without it when they can. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.